on this particular occasion. Obviously, Arsenal cruised to a victory. Cruised, did I say that word? Cruised to a victory over Sheffield United. I'll be talking about that in just a bit. So hopefully the sound is great. It might not be, but I'm hoping it is anyway. Aside from that, obviously, I have put as well, there's going to be some transfer news. Transfer deadline day approaching really fast. So as a result of that, I thought I better discuss that also. Well, Mikel Arteta, obviously delighted to get a 2-1 win, thanks to goals from Saka and Pepe. McGoldrick's goal, I meant it wasn't a clean sheet, but anyway, there was lots to be said. Bellerin, he contributed 2 assists. This is what Arteta had to say on him in the press conference. He said that, yes, he was worried that Bellerin would leave. That's not a direct quotation exactly, but he was asked a question. I'm getting this, by the way, from football.london, which is a decent website, I have to say. He said he was worried because he, to quote Arteta, "I understand a lot of things happened in his trajectory at the club. What I liked is he said to me, I can see what we're trying to do. It was a completely different player. I could see we need to keep fit as well. He told me he's 100% committed to be here. That's the type of player we need, especially with 2 assists." You'd have to say it would be disastrous if Bellerin left. It's good that Suarez is a decent backup. On the past week, Arteta said, "Going twice to Anfield, emotionally it drains you. You have to demand 100%. When I see the reaction after we lost the league game, I said, this group is on the right path. Today we had to play the game. Sheffield United allows you to play. That adaptability is necessary." It was very interesting that Xhaka didn't play from the start. He came on as a sub, did a decent job, I have to say. And as people that come to this podcast on a regular basis will know, I'm not the hugest Xhaka fan, but you have to give credit where credit's due. And he came on and did reasonably well, even though I have to say when he did come on, a goal was conceded, but he wasn't directly responsible. Okay, Arteta, on the current squad and ambitions, he says he's really happy with the players he's got. Says also, to quote him, "Whatever we can add, of course, we will try to do it, but we have to be realistic. It's give and take. Whoever jumps on the boat will be welcomed. We all share the same ambitions. We have a clear direction." It sounds like Torreira's on the way. He's passed the medical, from what I can understand. I believe he's going to sign for Atletico Madrid was one of the stories I read. He also said, "As far as fan criticism is concerned, I think that I always try to be honest and clear. I have 100% backing from them," meaning the board. "I wouldn't say that if I didn't." Of course, Arteta is known for his honesty. On Gabriel, I have to say I was impressed by Gabriel's performance overall. A couple of sloppy passes, but they weren't that sloppy. They just under-hit passes opposed to sloppy. Arteta said this about Gabriel. He said, "I'm very impressed because this league, one of the most difficult positions to play in is centre-back. I saw on the first day he has a lot of personality. He has the physical and technical attributes to adapt. Credit to him. I think for him to be stable, he needs the right structure around him." And the question is, not for me particularly, because I think it is the right structure around him, is David Luiz. A lot of people still have doubts about him. He had a couple of shaky moments, but overall, I thought he played pretty well. Arteta on specific areas being targeted in the transfer market. He said, "I cannot discuss the players we want. Obviously, we know Aua, whatever his name is. Aua, I think that's how it goes. Aua doesn't sound like he's going to be joining anytime soon. Sounds like he's going to stick with Lyon. So I don't expect he's going to sign for Arsenal. This is a total U-turn. Party also unlikely to sign from what I gather." But Arteta said this, "I cannot discuss the players we want. We recognise certain positions. We are short in numbers and quality." And on transfers coming in, he said, "I don't know. What I can guarantee is we're doing our maximum." On Pepe, who scored an amazing goal, he just come on as sub and made such an impact. Involved in the first goal and obviously scored the second. And Arteta said, "I'm really happy for him and the contribution. I demand a match day to be completely focused and determined to make an impact." And that's what he's done. Of course, he's done that. And it'd be very strange if he's not in the starting lineup next time after that game. On transfers, Arteta said, I am confident we know exactly what we want to do. We're trying our best to finalise the deals. Let's see what happens. Cannot comment on players. At the moment, there's nothing definite. And on Sacco, who scored the first goal with a well-placed header, he said, I want to see it on my TV, relax, nothing to do with me. Cheering for the boys, him and Ainsley. And on that second goal that Pepe scored, he said, the team is evolving in the right way in possession. We increased our ball speed, attack with more purpose. That was mostly through Pepe, I have to say. I think the first goal was more of a team effort. On what he liked, he said, what I liked is we adapted to a very different scenario. We had the right patience. We need to improve to score the third one. I thought the third goal looked likely, but obviously it didn't happen. Certainly looked likely. And I felt Arsenal played well against a difficult team. Okay, they're second from bottom in the league, but the Blades are, as the name suggests, pretty difficult to play against. They certainly know how to chop players. So maybe I should move on at this stage to my match report, just in case you want an audio version of it. Not saying you would, but just in case. What else could I say? Should we have a look just before I do that? Maybe I should look at the player ratings and see how mine compare. So the Daily Mirror has been pretty good late, I have to say. I've been reading it a lot, the online version. These are coming up, the player ratings. Leno only got a 6. I find that strange. He was under pressure a lot. He punched well under pressure at one particular moment. A foul, it was adjudged to be a foul as well. So he did really well. But obviously he didn't have to make spectacular saves particularly, and he did concede a goal, but you'd have to say it was an excellent goal, basically unstoppable. They've given Bellerin man of the match, hard to argue with that. I thought Alba had an excellent game as well. Even though I didn't score, Alba was pretty amazing, as he always is. Bellerin, yeah, 2 assists, and they've said he's an unsung hero. They said David Luiz had a nervy start, was lucky to get away with a blatant shirt pull on Burke. Yeah, he did. He did pull his shirt. I'm not going to pretend he didn't. But I thought overall he deserved more than a 6. I'd probably give him 7. Gabriel, solid defender, physical presence, proper old school centre-half. Can't argue with that, except I'd give him 8 rather than 7. Tierney gets 6, nice and solid at left-back. Not much chance to drive forward. He did put a decent cross or two in. Have to say that. I'll probably give him 7. Elneny says here, where exactly was he playing? Not a criticism. He was everywhere. Elneny did have a good game. Ceballos too. So Elneny, I'll probably give a 7, just like the Mirror. Ceballos, he gets a 7. With no incomings likely, his influence must grow. Excellent influence. Yet Ceballos, hard to criticise him after he plays like that. Saka. Topped off another great week with a super-headed goal. What a future. Willian, disappointing. I would have to agree with that. After a blistering start to the season, needs to get back to his best. I gave him 5. I'm not sure he was a 5. He'd probably be a 6 for me. Nketiah gets a 6. Got a surprise nod over Lacazette, but that's a measure of how much Arteta likes him. But the Mirror have declined to say how much they liked him on that performance. I never really thought he'd score a goal, but his work rate was phenomenal, have to say that. Alba only gets a 6, took heavy punishment from Berger's challenge, clearly affected his performance. He seemed to be limping. I don't even know how he carried on after the challenge like that. 2 feet in the air, Berger gets to stay on. I just really cannot understand the mentality of the referee that allows that kind of crippling challenge. It's outrageous, really. I was so shocked that Berger avoided a red card. Pepe got a 7, but no comment. Xhaka came on in the 81st minute or 82nd. Maitland-Niles came on even later, so they did not get any ratings from the Mirror. But anyway, I thought I'd share those ratings with you and throw my own in for good measure. Other news that's going on at the moment. Well, everybody's talking about the game, really. It appears that Lee Mason was correct not to send off Berger. That's according to Keith Hackett. I'm not going to read that particular story. Saka, obviously, has got an England call-up, so he celebrates that with a goal, although he was substituted. It wasn't because of his performance. Perhaps another player needed to come on at that point. So what should I do at this stage? Maybe I will discuss the game a little bit. And as I mentioned earlier, this game, a lot of people might have thought it was going to be a gimme, as they call it. But it was far from that. It was difficult against the Blades, who were out to cripple, really, and stop Arsenal from playing and perhaps nick a goal. What I put in the match report, obviously, you know, is that looked like Arsenal were playing against an Australian international team, really, given the colours they were wearing. But I think it would have been similar if it was 11 Crocodile Dundees out there, the way they were fighting physically. Anyway, obviously, Auber got the worst of that, you know, that terrible challenge from Berger. But and I thought it would be Auber, if he managed to stay on, I thought it would be Auber that would provide the breakthrough in terms of scoring a goal. But it was, in fact, Saka. Bellerin's cross was excellent. But Saka still had quite a lot to do to place his header into the top right-hand corner. He managed to do that. And I think that was very impressive. Pepe had a huge hand in that goal as well. And then, of course, got on the score sheet himself with his precise side foot after a long run. Bellerin once again providing the assist. So it was so impressive, I have to say. I think Pepe on his day is unplayable, and today was one of those days. Looking at the first half, it was notable for one reason alone, as I already mentioned, that X-rated two-footed challenge. I'll say one more time. When a player's airborne when tackling, 2 feet in the air, studs up, surely that's a red card offence. Obviously, Lee Mason didn't think so. What made it worse was Auber was down for such a long time, I was pretty worried that he wouldn't get up again. And I was pretty sure he wouldn't return after the break. He didn't seem to be running the same way he normally runs. So clearly it did affect him, which is a worry. So hopefully he hasn't picked up an injury there. But Auber was the only real danger man, in my opinion, in the first half. He hit a long-range effort. How he got that on target, who knows, but it was tipped over before that foul. And then afterwards, even after that foul, he still managed to get a shot on target. It was an acrobatic overhead kick. Wasn't that powerful, but I think he did well to manage to get it on target. But despite all that possession, it really was an unconvincing first half performance. And, of course, you know, even though they weren't playing in red and white, it seemed like they were. That's I nearly said Stoke City, but that's who they reminded me of. Sheffield United were like the Stoke City of yesteryear, with their chopping and their hacking, agricultural, industrial, call it what you will, but it was dirty. And I will not be disappointed to see them get relegated, as I think they will, even though they have got some quality in the team. McGoldrick in particular caught the eye. But they are a team that are reasonably good on the ball, but it's what they do when they haven't got the ball that I find quite offensive. But I suppose it's all about winning, and Sheffield United not doing that at the moment. They may turn it around, but this start to the season makes them look like relegation fodder. But the thing I was thinking about was mostly in that first half was the lineup and how Lacazette, with 3 goals in 3 games, still not in the starting lineup on this occasion, at least. So I feel whether he's been lucky or not, a goal is a goal. So I'd always start him. But Nketiah, you know, he did perform well. I can't say he didn't perform well. He didn't look like he'd score. Lacazette, to me, always looks like he would score. So if it was my choice, I'd always start with Lacazette. And obviously, Xhaka not starting, that was a bit of a shock. But anyway, a win's a win at the end of it all. And I will leave it on that note.